This is the brief on the Supreme Court of Canada's ruling on medical patents. So, the court recently settled a high-stakes dispute between pharma company Johnson and generic drug maker PharmaScience over whether you can patent specific medical treatment plans, like drug dosages. It's kind of like asking if a chef can patent the physical technique of tossing a pan, rather than just the recipe itself. First, we're looking at the broad rule. Methods of medical treatment remain totally unpatentable in Canada. See, the Patent Act exists to incentivize commercial innovation, but medical pros already have this massive ethical duty to do what's best for us. So why shouldn't a brilliant life-saving surgical technique get a patent? Because we absolutely can't restrict doctors from using the best methods to save lives. Second, if treatments are unpatentable, how do we actually legally define a treatment? Well, the court's new test asks if the patent amounts to professional skill and judgment. Think of it like clothing. Is the patent for a custom-tailored suit requiring constant measuring, which is an unpatentable skill, or an off-the-rack shirt that works for everyone, making it a patentable product? Finally, let's look at the actual application. Janssen's patent for a schizophrenia drug's dosing regimen was upheld, proving they aren't automatically unpatentable. Wait, doesn't choosing the initial dose require a doctor's skill? Well, yeah, but once chosen, implementing this specific regimen is plug and play. It doesn't need ongoing clinical tweaking, so it doesn't fence in the doctor's practice. Plus, the court noted that if this is going to change, Parliament has to amend the Patent Act, not the judges. Ultimately, the court drew a firm line between protecting pharmaceutical innovation and preserving a doctor's absolute freedom to treat their patients.